Searching for local businesses in Northwest Arkansas just got easier. From restaurants to roofers, boutiques to baristas, finditnwa.com connects you to the best local businesses with just one click. Discover something local, something great. Visit finditnwa.com today. Find it fast, find it local, finditnwa.com.
Attention, Northwest Arkansas businesses and talent seekers. Introducing Onboard NWA.com, your hyperlocal job board crafted for our unique community. Struggling to find the perfect match for your job openings? Onboard NWA simplifies the hiring process, connecting you with the region's top talent through tailored talent matching solutions. Whether you're an employer seeking expertise or a professional looking for your next opportunity, Onboard NWA is here for you. Discover more at onboardnwa.com and let's build the future of Northwest Arkansas together.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey, folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn. I'm excited to be with you today. We've got a great episode in store. I'm sitting here in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. KUAF is the NPR affiliate radio station right here in Northwest Arkansas, featuring all kinds of amazing programs like Ozarks at Large. And just thankful to partner up with these guys and be able to do an amazing podcast for you. But as you know, we cover the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life. And I have a number of people in the greater Northwest Arkansas area that feed me information on people that I need to have on the podcast. Now, there's my wish list, which a lot of you have heard me talk about. I'd love to have Alice Walton on the podcast at some point in time in the future. So Alice, if you're listening, Miss Walton, I'd love to have you on the podcast. You and I have had coffee together before, but I just didn't ask you to come on the podcast. So this is me asking you to come on the podcast, but I digress. I'm actually here today to talk to my guest, who is Connie Cottingham. And Connie is a local author, a local resident of who grew up in Rogers and is a resident of Northwest Arkansas. And Connie is, it wrote a book called 100 Things to Do in Bentonville/Rogers Before You Die. And if that title sounds familiar, there is 100 Things to Do in Fayetteville Before You Die. And so there are a series of books that talk about the things and kind of have categorized and cataloged all of the amazing things that you can do in Northwest Arkansas before you expire. But we're not saying that anybody's going to die today. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that in life is too short for you not to take advantage of all the richness that is around you. And I think that in this book that Connie recently wrote and just recently came out, it captures the essence of the things that you need to think about doing in the place that we call home here in Northwest Arkansas. And if you're listening to this and you're not from Northwest Arkansas, but you're considering or contemplating moving here, which we know a lot of our listeners do, this particular episode might actually help seal the deal for you. And hopefully Connie will sell you on some things that make Northwest Arkansas and specifically Bentonville and Rogers so special. So without further ado, I want to welcome Connie Cottingham to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me here.
Good. It's so good to have you here. And I want to give a shout out to Karen Wagaman for having you introduced. And I really appreciate the fact that Karen has been my savior at the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce. If you don't know Karen Wagaman, She is amazing. She is a connector. She just builds relationships like no other person that I know. And I'm so thankful that our paths crossed a couple of years ago. So shout out to you, Karen. I know you're a regular listener of the podcast. And so I appreciate you once again for making another amazing introduction in the form of Connie. So Connie, just for our audience, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your superhero origin story?
Okay. Superhero. That's fun. I grew up in Northwest Arkansas, moved here before I could remember. So in the 60s and 70s, I grew up here, left, came back. And I moved back about 2 years ago to Pea Ridge, but I was always visiting friends and family here. So I've seen Northwest Arkansas evolve over the past many years, and it's been fun to watch.
Yeah. Did you think, I mean, growing up here, and you grew up in the shadows of the Daisy Museum and Daisy Company that makes the BB guns that are so famous that even I had a Daisy BB gun growing up, and I lived in Bergen County in New Jersey, right outside of New York City. But did you ever think that Northwest Arkansas would be on the map the way that it is today?
No. Daisy was kind of the family I grew up in because my father was the corporate pilot for Daisy.
Really?
So
I don't think we didn't discuss that.
So, oh, yeah. It was so fun. And I remember this was in the 60s and 70s. Guns were something every child had. And I remember one time he flew contestants from the Miss Teen USA pageant for a photo shoot with guns. So it kind of shows you how much has changed in the world.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But so. Yeah, it does surprise me. I think it's much more positive than negative. I love the changes in Rogers and Bentonville and how creative and entrepreneurial and fascinating Rogers and Bentonville has become.
Yeah, it really has changed a lot. And I always want to find out, especially from people that have been here all their lives, what they think about that change. And I get it. I mean, not everybody embraces change the same way. Some people like things the way they used to be. And that's fine too. But it's like, we are on this continuum of time in life that it just keeps moving forward and it keeps progressing. And I can only imagine, you know, I hear the stories of what Northwest Arkansas was like in the 90s and what it was like in the 80s. And I talked to a young lady on my pod. Well, she's not a young lady, but she's a young woman that was on my podcast. And one of her relatives was one of the first African-Americans to integrate Fayetteville High School, because when Central High School was being forced to integrate, Fayetteville actually integrated the high schools up here. And a lot of people don't know that, but Fayetteville High School voluntarily integrated when Brown versus Board of Education passed. And as I talk to a lot of different people from different eras and generations, it's interesting just to get their feedback. So I'm glad that you shared about that. And you and I, when we spoke originally, I told you the thing that really strikes me about the city that you grew up in, Rogers, is that it reminds me of a movie set. When you ride into downtown Rogers, I feel like I'm on like the set for the Andy Griffith Show or Mayberry RFD. It's just something about it that has that feel to it, but it is somewhat nostalgic. And at the same time, it's not just embracing the nostalgia of what things used to be like, but also embracing what change looks like in an area like Rogers. Because Rogers is, as I know you know, has changed a lot.
One thing about Bentonville and Rogers that I love is how vibrant their downtowns still are, and yet they're very different from each other. I love the freestanding architecture and the brick streets that are in Rogers and the shops that are downtown, and the park, the Greenway, tends to be linear there because of the railroad track that was right beside Rogers and helped build it. In Bentonville, it is a square, but it goes with the art trail all the way to Crystal Bridges, and it connects with the Razorback Greenway right in downtown. And then I often will park at like the library or the museum and just kind of make it a pedestrian event and walk past the Ledger Building on the way to downtown and then maybe go all the way to Crystal Bridges on foot. So it's a very pedestrian downtown now. And I love that.
Yeah. And that's something that I think for people that are not from here, when they come to Northwest Arkansas, they kind of have to wrap their head around like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was so integrated and connected. Because I can literally ride my bike from Rogers to Bentonville. I can ride my bike from Fayetteville, where I live, on the Greenway and ride it all the way up to Crystal Bridges. I mean, that's a long ride. And, you know, unless you're a regular biker or a regular cyclist, I don't recommend you try to just jump on your bike from Fayetteville and ride up there. But it nonetheless, it is available and accessible to you.
Yes. And it seems like you can just keep going on foot and discover a little bit more or see a little bit more. It's not like several small towns where to do anything, you have to get into a car.
Right.
I love that you can just park and then experience.
Yeah. And I think, you know, talking to a lot of the city leaders in Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers and Bentonville, Lowell and other places that are part of this corridor that we call Northwest Arkansas, they all say the same thing. We want to be integrated with each other, right? So it's not like Bentonville's out by itself and Rogers is doing its own thing. They all communicate with each other in terms of what they're trying to do from a placemaking perspective. And so I think that's really important. And that kind of brings me to your book. You know, when you think about, you know, it's kind of perfect. When you first told me the title, I was like, well, why doesn't Bentonville have its own and Rogers have its own? But then there is something in unison between the two cities. They border each other, but that does make it unique and special. But how did you decide to author this book and put this together?
Well, I'm in a couple of travel writer groups, and I have friends who have done their areas and written the books for their areas. And they convinced me that I needed to do Northwest Arkansas. I called them up and they said Fayetteville is already, you know, in the works. And I was so relieved. I loved the idea of just Bentonville and Rogers. Bentonville's getting a lot of press nationally right now.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about just Bentonville at the time. And I said that Bentonville and Rogers needs to be together.
Well, as a native daughter of Rogers,
I mean, that
makes perfect sense to me. And that's interesting. You know what they say about, you mentioned the downtown area and walking from the Bentonville Public Library to the square and passing the ledger. And, you know, nowadays when you do that, there is several cranes that you will see in the skyline. And that has typically been the sign of a healthy economy and or a healthy and growing place when you see multiple cranes in the skyline like that. Now, granted, the Bentonville skyline is not that big, but it is littered with cranes everywhere because there is so many hotels going up. There are so many buildings going up. The library that you spoke of is about to go through, as we're recording this, a whole transition and a whole addition is being added. So there is a lot happening in Bentonville and in Rogers.
Exactly. Yes. And I used to work for Parks and Recreation for the city of Little Rock. And to see a new linear park that goes right through downtown and makes it more pedestrian is exciting.
Yeah.
I can see the construction is a bit of a pain. There's no doubt about that. But at the end, it's going to be an amazing addition to Bentonville. And new things are opening up in downtown Rogers and in Pinnacle Hills and all over. To see so much growth and so much talent in both cities is just wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. And it's what makes me excited about this area. Like I said, I've been here about 10 years and I really wasn't sure what I was getting myself into. And I didn't know much about Bentonville. I mean, I knew Walmart. I knew Walmart and I had read Sam Walton's book. And his autobiography is something that I recommend that everybody reads, whether you decide to move here or not. It's just a great book. But you mentioned even on the back of your cover that you were an original shopper at the first Walmart. Is that correct?
With my weekly allowance. Yes.
What was that like?
It was right beside the IGA grocery store and across from the post office. So this was like a major destination area. It's hard to explain what it was like because it was normal for me. It was life. So it's really hard to explain.
Do you feel different when you go into like these super Walmarts now and these super centers compared to what it was like? Because what I read in Sam Walton's book about the original, the first Walmart was that, you know, it was a place to be seen and to see people. And it was kind of like a connector in the community. I don't know if you shared that sentiment growing up as you experienced it.
Yes. And also it was like one of the first stores that brought everything to small towns. You used to go to the shoe store to get shoes and you would go to the clothing store to get clothes. And before school would start, we would have this pilgrimage to Fayetteville to get our school clothes and stuff. And or every once in a while, we'd go to the big city of Tulsa for shopping. And that was so urbane, you know.
That's
they
funny.
Had exotic stores like Pier One.
Right.
And, so it was a way to get things that you really had to search for all in one location.
Yeah.
And so the beginnings was really a service to small towns. It, you know, it took me a half an hour to get here today. I think it was more like an hour drive when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was talking to Matt Lewis recently from Lewis Automotive Group, and his family has been in Northwest Arkansas since, you know, the 1800s. And he told me how when they moved their location, their dealership off the square in Fayetteville in 1969 to Business 71, where it is right now, near kind of near College and Joyce, which we all think of, oh, that's just up the road a piece. Back in the day, that was like a long haul from downtown Fayetteville to that area. And he was like, yeah, people were like, well, what are you going to do going out into the country? Right. and it's like, yeah, they're like in the country. Oh. It's totally different now. So
we went to Top Golf just to have like a drink and be outside. And my sister pointed at where they are building the new Whole Foods.
Sure.
And she said, you know, that area used to be the trout farm. And it's like, no, the trout farm was like way out in the country.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, it was there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really interesting. And now, you know, now Matt has built a beautiful facility on I-49. And if you had told him even 10 years ago that that would be the case, he would have said, no, I don't think that that would be it. But this area just continues to grow and it continues to evolve. And I think that's one of the interesting aspects of Northwest Arkansas is that, like, don't blink because things change. And I would imagine that, like, as you were starting to, you know, put the process together to write this book and to capture your mind's ideas, how much of a process was that for you to kind of catalog these different experiences that you so perfectly put into this book?
The first several months was just going out and exploring,
okay,
which is a really fun job.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to visit. This is not nobody paid to be in the book. So it was all out of pocket, just going out and exploring. I did get some help, like I got a ride on the Big on Bentonville tour, which is wonderful. I got a ticket to the...
What was that?
I know, I'm trying to think of the name of the classical concert in Crystal Bridges.
Oh, there's a bunch of them there.
It's a piano. Anyway, let's switch off of that.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
So part of it was walking around, looking at different things. This is broken down into five categories, and the categories include food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, and shopping and fashion. And it should be about equal numbers, but it didn't work out exactly that way. Just like it should be 100 things, but I managed to weave an extra dozen kind of into the text.
So what you're telling me is that people are definitely going to get their money's worth from this book, right? They're getting more than 100 ideas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love
and
that.
There's just so much to discover. And also it suits many different types of personalities. So the chance of doing all 100 things is very slim. Someone said, if I get to 99, I'm stopping because I don't want to die. So it's like, well, okay. But if you find a half dozen things and go and explore and do it, then the book is worth it.
Yeah.
You're not going to see everything. One thing that really surprised me was how many museums are in the two cities and how different they are from each other. And they're all worth visiting.
Yeah. You know, and I'll bring this one example up. We had the folks from Mona on the podcast a long time ago called the Museum of Native American History. They have a tremendous archive of Native American artifacts and resources that they sit off a couple of blocks off the square in Bentonville. And it's still to this day, as we're recording this, one of the best kept secrets in terms of a quality museum and that kids love. My kids have been on numerous field trips there, and they have a whole area in the front where they have buried arrowheads that kids can get for free when they're there. And it's really cool. But a lot of people don't know about that.
It surprised me too.
Yeah.
They're very generous with their resources online. Going to their website, you can get some wonderful things just online from them. It also surprised me that they were very informative about this area.
Yeah.
But Native Americans, they're talking about North, Central, and South Americans. You can really see how things are similar and different, and it is so much more encompassing than I expected.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where I learned about the winter count, which is essentially a calendar that the Native Americans use to document different things that happened year by year. And when you look at the winter count calendar, it really kind of opens your eyes to see, wow, okay, here is where they had an eclipse, and here is where they had war, and here is where they had some type of famine. And each of those are represented. And I only bring that up because I just recently went to an exhibit that is happening at Crystal Bridges called Knowing the West. And they had a winter calendar there. And when I walked in and saw that, I told the woman, who is of Osage heritage, which is one of the tribes that are in this area here. We've got the Caddo, the Osage, and several others. But I was telling her that my first experience with a winter count calendar was at the Museum of Native American History. And I kind of felt proud that I knew it, because some people weren't even aware. They just thought, oh, this is just a piece of art. And I was like, no, this is kind of significant. So, but it's just kind of little things like that that you learn when you go to some of these places. Like you said, there's a lot of museums in Northwest Arkansas, and especially in Bentonville and in Rogers, that people just aren't aware of.
Yes. And I think it would be a fun New Year's resolution to just go to one a month. That's a very doable thing. And with so many available, you still have choices among those to decide which kind of museums you want to go to and when. They also have amazing gift shops.
Yes. Yeah.
Really fun things on a lot of their gift shops, and a lot of really great things to shop for children.
Yeah, it is. That's the one thing that stood out for me. Of course, I love Crystal Bridges gift shop, and their gift shop's kind of like on steroids, but Mona has a great gift shop. Yeah. I mean, they all do. The Daisy Museum that they have right downtown Rogers has a great gift shop. So there's a lot that you can kind of take away from those experiences when you visit those museums, in terms of not just from a cultural perspective and just an understanding of the different artifacts that are in those museums, but there are just things that you can really experience that are significant.
Yes, yeah. Yes. In fact, one of the entries is going to museum gift shops and the strong points of the different gift shops, and okay, where the history books are treasures and where the jewelry is fantastic and great toys for kids.
Yeah, I can imagine. So out of these different areas that you cover in the book, food and drink, and the others, which one did you have the most fun doing?
I think the art and culture, because it's so rich in that area.
Yeah.
The Visit Bentonville site has over 140 documented pieces of public art. And so you can look at the public art, find out a little bit more about it. It's everywhere. And that's so fantastic. And then to be able to find out more about it. But also, like I said, the museums are, everyone is not only unique, but they're staffed by people that truly love the museum and want to share it with you.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't wait to share it with you, which is great. But then I'm trying to think of other art and culture things that were just, some of it is the history. The Peel Museum is a historic home museum.
Right.
The War Eagle Mill, War Eagle Cavern. A lot of the history that you can experience, the Big on Bentonville tour, like I mentioned, where you can get it on a golf cart, which is about the most accessible thing you can do. So I had a couple friends who were visiting and neither one could walk very far. Mm-hmm. This would be, being able to spend a half hour seeing Bentonville and hearing the stories. It's a great option. That was a fun tour.
Now, the War Eagle Mill, is that physically in Rogers?
Rogers goes all the way out to the lake, so it counts as that.
Because Hobbs State Park is out there too,
yes,
right?
And that's in the book. Some amazing restaurants out there are in the book.
Yeah.
So Beaver Lake is seen more Rogers than any other town.
Any other place, yeah.
Granted, it's close to a lot of different Northwest Arkansas cities, but
yeah, absolutely. And you have Lake Atalanta that's up there.
There's
a lot of and I tell people about Hobbs State Park all the time, and I'm always surprised that people don't know about Hobbs State Park.
Their visitor center is wonderful.
Amazing trails. All of the staff that work up there are very friendly, and they'll tell you anything that you want to know about the area. And I remember we did an episode with the folks at Hobbs State Park, and I'll try to link to all the episodes that are related to the places that you visited or talked about in this book on the show notes for this episode. But Hobbs State Park was one that really stood out because the history of it is really interesting, and how they manage the park is really interesting too. And they have some tremendous mountain bike trails there. So there's a lot.
They have a ADA accessible trail. Yeah. They have a horse trail. It's really, but the visitor center was so informative and really explained the geology and geography, and it was a very pleasant, and another great gift shop.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now that I think of it, you're right. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a theme of really good gift shops. So, but you know, we know our way around retail here in Northwest Arkansas. So there is something to be said for that.
Lake Atalanta used to have the rectangular public swimming pool and the roller rink when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time there. I really have not paid attention to it during the many visits I've come back and walked around it with my sister and her puppy dog. And it's stunning.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Before, it was, you know, very utilitarian and the lake was rather ignored. Now it's celebrated. You're in this beautiful little valley where you feel surrounded by nature, and it's so close to downtown Rogers.
What would you say was the hardest thing to leave out of this book? Is there anything that didn't make the final cut that you would still want to give a shout out to? Because as an experience, it's something that people should definitely, because I mean, of course, I'm sure there's more than 100 things that could be done. So.
Well, not only that, I'd love to sell out on the book so I can start the second edition because things are changing so much. But I think part of it was just acknowledging what I didn't know and not pretending. So bikes were one entry, and it listed some places to go to get more information, because I'm not going to pretend that I know about the trails and everything. There are so many people who know so much and are willing to share and have classes and will support you. So things I didn't know but I thought deserved to be in the book, I put in there.
Okay.
So one is Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, which is about to happen.
Yeah. In Rogers, by the way. Used to happen in Fayetteville, for those of you that are new to the area. Now it's happening in Rogers. And it's one of the largest biking events in the country. Obviously, it's a little smaller than Sturgis and a few others, but in the one that happens in New Hampshire. But it's a large event where motorcyclists come from all over the place.
Motorcycles are everywhere.
Yes.
But it's also bringing a lot of tourism dollars into Rogers, but it's also raising it's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And they have raised a lot of money for the area, which they should be celebrated for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, the knock is always, well, there's so much noise. And yes, but with that noise comes people that come here and participate in all of the events, and there's really something special about Northwest Arkansas that the motorcyclists that I've spoken to have all said, yeah, we love coming here because, I mean, there's nothing like riding into this area. And even when you're riding in, if you're coming from the south, if you're coming from Fort Smith area and you come through the Bobby Hopper Tunnel, when that tunnel opens up, you're like, wow, this is nice. And then if you're coming down now through the new access way from southwestern Missouri into Northwest Arkansas, up above where Bella Vista is, where the bypass is, it's beautiful. You realize this is such a special area here.
It would be so wonderful to enjoy from a bike. For my mother's 80th birthday, we started in the Santa Fe Harley Davidson shop.
Okay.
And she got on the back of a bike and We rode to lunch where some movie scene was shot in a biker movie and came back. And at the end, we said, you know, you can ride with us if you want to, or ride back on the motorcycle. And she's like, I'm on the motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so memorable for all of us. And she loved it. And so every time Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue comes here, it brings back such fond memories for me.
That's awesome. I love hearing that. So, all right. So then there's still room for not necessarily improvement, but for additions to 100 things to do in Bentonville and Rogers. What was one thing that you did that really surprised you that you know, just looking at it on paper, you were like, that's whatever. But you actually did it and you were like, wow, this was actually a lot of fun. Because I know a lot of times when you read a book like this, you're always going to discount like half of it and say, I'm sure there's only a few things in here that I would be excited about. But what was one thing that you did in this book that really, you know, kind of struck a chord with you where you were like, wow, I had no idea this was going to be as much fun as it was?
Some of the things ended up in the book because plans changed and we had to go to plan B.
Yeah.
And I can think of like three different instances where that happened. Also, when my brother came in from out of town, we all decided to go to a cigar bar, Black Crown Social. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how unexcited I was about it, but we had a fantastic time.
Did
the people were lovely. It was not too smoky. And I was talking to a friend and she's like, well, my husband loves cigars. You mean I can go to one of those places enjoy it? And I said,
listen, the air filtration systems in those places are on another level because part of what they do, like you walk into some cigar bars and yes, you can smell the cigar, but it's not like some deep, dark, dank room, right? Where there's a bunch of guys in the corner playing cards or something like that. And it's just all smoky. These cigar bars, they specialize in attracting the widest audience possible to participate. And a lot of them typically, do they have a bar in that cigar bar?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
There were 9 of us to smoke cigars in that group. The rest were enjoying wine and we stayed there for hours. And, you know, we had a great time.
Well, shout
so
out
that
to
was
those
a
guys.
Surprise.
Yeah.
I think too, one thing that surprised me, and actually I went into this restaurant because another one I had planned to go to was closed.
Yep.
And they sent me over to Beirut. And there's actually 2 brothers in town that have the most amazing Mediterranean restaurants. And it's what I would consider Eastern Mediterranean, kind of Greek, Turkish.
Mm-hmm.
The food is amazing in both of them. Actually, they own 3, but I've only gone to 2. And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I would say that's the one thing that I have noticed that has increased in the last 10 years that I've been here is the number of different places that you can go to have a lot of different food cuisines here in Northwest Arkansas. I'm still waiting for Ethiopian. I don't think that has arrived yet, but I mean, you have some food trucks that represent other food cultures and cuisines. But like you said, I mean, there are a number of options that are available to people to try out. So, you know, we're not New York or L.A., but you can taste a lot of different foods right here in Northwest Arkansas.
It's so easy to get stuck in a rut and have like your little palette of restaurants and just making a point to try new things will.
Wait, you mean you can't go to Raising Cane's 3 times a week like my kids do? No. And Raising Cane's does not need any more advertising, but it's just the running joke in my household because I had to force my kids to stop going to Raising Cane's so much because they knew us by first name in there. And I'm like, listen, we gotta try some other things and venture out. And that's always the knock on my wife. She's always like, well, you talk to all these different people. Where should we go? You know? And so I always try to go out and try new places and I'll go in there and I don't ask for anything. I just go in and check them out. And like I learned from some of my friends that are food influencers, if I don't say anything about it, then it's what it is. If I do, then clearly I liked it because I'm not going to make a big deal about a place if I had a bad experience. It's what it is. Every place is different. And, you know, I think it's unfair to judge a restaurant or any type of facility in a snapshot experience, right? Because I mean, some places have bad days and some kitchens have bad days where it's like, oh my God, the food's terrible today. But then you go back a week later and you're like, oh, this is amazing. How can this be the same place? And so that's why I'm always telling people to be mindful especially in a small community like Northwest Arkansas that's growing, that sometimes when you say things that can really injure a local business. And so you really have to be mindful of that.
That's one thing is I put in things that I really liked. Yeah. I didn't have to say anything negative. And also, you know, one employee can taint your feeling about a place, and it's not the owners. It's not,
that's right. Yeah.
It's who was working that day. Yeah. It's still
and
enough to make me, you know, leave a store or something every once in a while. But yeah, I can just celebrate. I don't have to put anybody down.
Yeah.
I can just be quiet. That doesn't mean if they weren't in the book, that was a negative, but
no, I understand that.
Yeah. There's a lot more than 100 things to do in Bentonville and Rogers. And any two people would, there wouldn't be two people who would write the same 100 things in the same way.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it today the same way I did it. I wouldn't do it tomorrow the same way.
Yeah.
But it's a great snapshot. It's a great start. And just the attitude of going and exploring is a good thing.
Yeah. And you like writing. I mean, at least that's what I gleaned from our conversation when we spoke last. And you have a background in talking about gardening and some other areas that you have a real passion and interest for. Was there anything in the process of writing this book that has now become kind of like a kind of mini passion of yours, or something that you took away from the writing of this book? And the reason why I'm asking is because I've written something really small, and I'm in the process of really writing a book, like a real book, like kind of what you did here. And so I admire anybody that's willing to take the time to put down on paper something that they feel very strongly about. And I'd be curious to know, in your process, was there anything that you learned about yourself that really kind of a takeaway from this process of writing this book that we can all benefit from?
I think having the deadline was a great motivating factor. I can't imagine just writing a book because I would continually be putting it off. I am a garden and a travel writer. And at first it's like, well, there's not, I really want to go more gardening. And the more I got into this, the more I loved it, the more I loved meeting the people and experiencing the places. Reedy Press has a great editing staff, marketing staff. It's like having your hand held while you are. Somebody needs to write 100 things to do on a bike in Northwest Arkansas.
There you go.
I can't write that book.
Yeah.
You know. But
so does Reedy Press, are they kind of the ones that have cornered the market on this 100 things to do?
I think there are variations on the theme, but they have a fantastic staff. They're out of St. Louis and a fantastic fleet of writers that many of them have written several books.
That's awesome.
So they are really a fantastic group. I enjoy working with them. And I did learn a lot in the editing. And I also, they had my back, which is comforting for your first book.
It really is, right? I mean, I have an author coach, a book coach, if you will, or I call him my author whisperer. Now, granted, my book hasn't been written yet, but he's doing a really good job of keeping me on point. But it is nice to have somebody that has your back when you're in the process of writing something. And I tell anyone that even remotely thinks about writing a book that you have to have a hype person, somebody that can get you excited. I mean, you need that person that kind of keeps you in line. And it's like, hey, I know you've planned to do this. I know it's incredibly difficult and hard, but you can do it. And you need that person that's in your corner to really support you as you go through this process of writing. I mean, it's important. So
yes. And when they say, why don't you combine these two into one entry, or why don't you drop this and only do this, then I really, you know, have to go through my mind and see, you know, why did I do it this way?
Yeah.
And am I willing to fight? And sometimes it's like, no, we need to include this too. And other times it's like, I see your point. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's like, I mean, a lot of writers use the expression kill your babies, right? Because it's like, and not like a baby, but it's just like everything is very personal to you as a writer. And so sometimes you need an editor, somebody with an editorial eye to say, hey, I know you love this, but this would be better. You know, X looks good, but Y is even better. And so I think it's important. The other expression I think is kill your darlings or something like that. But anyway, nobody's being killed in this process. It's just the fact that we have a lot of ideas that well up in us that we think, oh, this would be amazing and everybody wants to hear this. And then it's actually maybe another idea that's even better. And so sometimes you need that third party to step in and kind of give you some guidance around that, which helps. And clearly, whoever helped you in this process did a great job, because this is a really well put together book, 100 Things to Do in Bentonville and Rogers Before You Die. So, Connie, I want to thank you so much for coming on here. And any last words of advice that you'd like to give to anyone that's trying to make the most of their time here in Northwest Arkansas, or even if you said somebody was coming here, they're listening to this podcast, they're coming to visit because they're thinking about coming here for work or school, what would you say that in your book, one or two things that they must do when they come here to visit? I know that's tough, and I didn't ask you that in advance, but just give me one or two things that people must do to get the essence of what Bentonville and Rogers is all about.
Well, I think that so many people need this that are new in the area.
Yeah.
We have so many new people who don't know where to start. If you have a child or a very strong inner child like I have, very strong, and I would go to have lunch at Louise, which is a restaurant in the Bentonville Airport,
yes.
Municipal
yes.
Airport.
Yes. At Thaden Field.
At Thaden Field,
right,
which
right.
has like my Shiro is Louise Thaden. They have an exhibit on that. They have planes that you can look at. They're right beside Osage Park, which is one of my favorite places where you can walk around, and they've got information about different habitats. They have a playground. They have a lake. They have just so much going on, a dog park,
yeah.
an archery range.
Yeah.
And so just park your car and just have lunch and explore.
And the food's really good.
Yes.
The food is really good.
They have
good.
Outdoor just, dining just, where the planes are going right overhead. And it is very good food and drinks.
And it's close. It's not far from Bentonville Square. I mean, that's the other thing that I like about, because Bentonville's kind of set up on a grid. It's easy to get to. So, you know, I'd highly recommend people check out Thaden Field and Louise's. I agree, is a fabulous restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Lake Atlanta Park is just a great place to park, walk around. It doesn't take too long to walk all the way around the lake. I think the lake was like a WPA lake, or it's
yeah.
been around for 100
wow.
years,
yeah, it's
you
been
know,
around for a while.
And it's been a part of Rogers for a long time,
yeah.
but it again has signage talking about the environment and that you're looking at. And it's a very level place to walk or bike.
Okay.
Plus they have the bike trails as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you got two places. You got Louise, the restaurant in Bentonville, and then in Rogers, you have Lake Atalanta. So I definitely two places worth checking out.
Definitely.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that. Well, Connie Cottingham, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. And we'll have to have you back when you talk about part two of this book, because we know there's more than just 100 things to do in Bentonville and Rogers Before You Die, but you have so eloquently captured 100 things that most of us, including myself and a lot of our listeners, could take up and check out. So this book recently released, and it's available pretty much everywhere, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
bookstores and online.
Online, Amazon. I'll make sure we put a link to it, but I would certainly encourage you to get into a local book store like Pearls or Two Friends up in Bentonville.
Or Underbrush and Rogers.
Underbrush and Rogers. There's a lot of local independent booksellers that if you could support them, it would be great. So just walk in there and say, hey, do you have a Connie Cottingham's book, 100 Things to Do in Bentonville and Rogers Before You Die? And if they say no, tell them that Randy from I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast said that you would get it for them and just have them order it. And then pick it up from your local bookstore. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we could do that. So anyway, Connie Cottingham, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode. We really appreciate you sharing. If people want to get in contact with you in any way, shape, or form, what's the best way for them to do that?
I have a direct link to the book page by going to just ConnieCottingham.com.
Okay.
All right. And that'll take you to the direct link there. And then on socials, it's 100 Things Bentonville Rogers.
Okay, perfect.
So you can find that on Facebook and Instagram.
Great. Well, and we will put all of that in the show notes for our listeners. Everybody will be able to access that information and get in touch with Connie. I would encourage you, if nothing else, if you get the book, let her know, give her a shout out. Every author needs that encouragement that they're on the right path, or that, you know, this book was really helpful, especially, you know, when you have family and friends coming in for the holidays. This is a great book to have and just check off a couple of things that you can do, because people are invariably always say, well, what are we going to do today? It's like, well, no, I've got this book, 100 Things to Do in Bentonville and Rogers Before We Die. Not that anybody's dying anytime soon, but we are going to do some of these things while we all have family in town to visit. So I would encourage everybody to get this book and consider doing that. So, Connie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. Another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. I hope you enjoyed this conversation that we had with Connie. It was really great to learn a lot about this book. There's so many things happening here in Northwest Arkansas. It's almost hard to keep up. So it's really nice to have a book like this to kind of keep track of the things that we've done and things that we still want to do as we continue to look at Northwest Arkansas and call it home. And for those of you that are coming here to Northwest Arkansas, are planning to move here, listen, I don't know what you're waiting for. We've got a lot going on. We're one of the fastest growing MSAs in the country. There's so much happening here, but this book really captures the essence of what makes Northwest Arkansas so special, certainly from the perspective of Bentonville and Rogers, but even other areas as well. So I really want to encourage you to check it out. Remember, our podcast comes out every Monday, rain or shine. You can also hear us most weeks on Ozarks at Large, typically on Tuesdays, but sometimes now we've been on even on Thursdays and Fridays. So we certainly encourage you to tune in on KUAF to hear our podcast on there, as well as sign up and get our podcast. So you can find our podcast on every major platform, especially Spotify, YouTube, which is now a huge podcasting platform, and of course, our mainstay, Apple Podcasts. And if nothing else, if you get a chance and this podcast really moves you, we would encourage you to rate and review us. Let us know what you think about the podcast, how we can improve, and what we're doing well, because that's the thing that moves the needle more than anything else, is hearing from our listeners about how this podcast has impacted them. Listen, I'm Randy Wilburn, the host of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week with another new episode. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit IAMNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.